Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 30th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of Irma Rombauer, born in St. Louis, 1877, wrote one of the most popular cookbooks of all time, The Joy of Cooking, came out in 1935, even though, according to her own family, she was a lousy cook. But it was an advantage, and hers was the first cookbook aimed at women who didn't have any experience making food from scratch. It's the birthday of Ezra Pound, born in Haley, Idaho, 1885, who helped the career of his childhood friend Hilda Doolittle, his college classmate William Carlos Williams. He was the first to write enthusiastic reviews of D.H. Lawrence and Robert Frost, the first critic to recognize the genius of James Joyce and become his unofficial literary agent. And in 1915, he read a poem called The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock by a young banker in London named T.S. Eliot and sent it off to Poetry Magazine. A few years later, he helped edit Eliot's poem, The Wasteland. Ezra Pound, who said, "Great literature is simply language charged with meaning to the utmost possible degree." And it's the birthday of the second president of the United States, John Adams, born in Braintree, Massachusetts, 1735. One of the first advocates for a break from Great Britain that anybody took seriously because he was a well-respected lawyer. At a time when many politicians thought it was madness to try to fight a war against Great Britain, John Adams stood up at the Second Continental Congress on July 1, 1776, spoke without notes for about 2 hours in favor of independence, and the resolution was adopted the following day, July 2, 1776. It was Adams who nominated George Washington to serve as commander of the Continental Army, and it was Adams who chose Thomas Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence. Later, Adams was overshadowed by Washington, and he was beaten by Thomas Jefferson, running for a second term in 1800. Here's a poem for today by Susan Deborah King, entitled As Death Approaches. I can't believe I'm laughing. I'd have sworn I'd be shaking or sniveling, and I sure didn't expect a limousine. I've never been in a limousine. No biggie. I've had better than fame. Who needs the pressure? As for fortune, I'm filthy. That's why I'm laughing. I've had so much love. The giving, the getting. It's shameful. It's embarrassing. And it's too late. No one can take it away. And I've had the pain to help me appreciate it. Thank God for the pain. Easy for me to say now that I'm going, but no, seriously, the kicks in the teeth, the gut, the rugs pulled out, slammed doors, setbacks, snubs. Without them, I'd never have recognized love, bedraggled, plain eyes shining, happy to see me. Do I want more? Of course I want more. I always want more of everything. Money, hugs, lovemaking, art, butter, woods, flowers, the sea, M&Ms, chips, tops, bottoms, trips. I did give up drinking. Time, sure. And yes, I'd like to see my grandchildren, if there are any. I'd like to see my books. But more has never been good for me anyway. Enough. That's what I've always needed to learn. And is there a better way? So this laughter I had to work up to through so many tears, it just keeps coming, like a fountain, a spray. Let it light on you, refreshment, benediction, as I'm driven away. As Death Approaches, a poem by Susan Deborah King, from her collection One-Breasted Woman, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.